Our friend Randy Belisomo's in studio. Great to see you. And by the way, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm great to be. It's really great to be seeing.
Yeah,
and
you're
thanks
not,
for having us.
And you're not working today. You came in to hang out with us. Very nice of you.
I love WGN.
Yeah. Well, good team player like that, like that. And Andrea and I were talking. We'll get to this event you're doing and this new venture you're doing in a second. But honestly, my old friend Mark Sapelsa.
Yeah.
Do people really put up with him at all on any level?
He's a fantastic guy. I'm
what
still
a diva. Randy's trying to say, what a diva.
I'm trying to understand his pension stories, though. There's so many stories about that, and he does these. I envy Mark Sapelsa because he gets 12-minute stories on WGN.
Yeah, it is. Well,
I got to fight for two.
Yeah, 2 minutes if you're lucky.
If I'm lucky.
Well, the main reason Sapelsa's doing pension stories now is because he needs a pension. He's at that age. He is the best-looking 84-year-old man in America, I'll tell you that right now.
Fantastic looking. I don't know if he needs much of a pension. He's got a nice salary.
He's doing okay?
Yeah, he's doing just fine.
I've known Sapelsa forever. He says great things about you. That's all I need. You know, it's like the mafia thing. A friend of mine is a friend of yours
right,
kind of thing.
Right,
if Mark likes you, I like you. Mark likes you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And Andre, you've known Randy forever.
Yeah, absolutely. Randy taught me everything I knew about city politics.
Not at all.
She knows the ins and the outs of City Hall, though.
Not at all. And Andrea's a great lady to work alongside of at WGN. She is one of the really nice people at WGN TV, and it's a privilege to have
it's
her over there.
Weird because she's really difficult here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Don't you think, Dave?
Of course I do.
Dave. She's a prime diva right over there.
Thanks.
Now here's the weirdest thing, though. The executive producer here, Ann Johnson, who's just a child herself,
right?
Was your professor at Northwestern?
Right.
What are you, seven?
I think she was 18.
Right.
And I was maybe eight. And I was a very precocious young lady, and I was
so
just
this is when you were in grad school.
Degree. Yeah.
And was she a tough teacher?
She was the toughest teacher at Northwestern Graduate School.
Is that right?
She had the most stringent demands on us.
Whip cracking.
And it was a 9-to-5, 12-month program.
Okay.
And so Anna
tough
and I,
but fair, or are you saying unfair and really ridiculous?
She was pretty fair. She was pretty fair. And
pretty
she,
fair.
She was pretty
that
fair.
No.
I credit Anne with a lot of the little that I know, but she was the toughest. And I thought, who is this woman? Who is this 22-year-old woman talking to me like this and being so strict? I thought it was going to be a cakewalk, but it was not.
Yeah. I like that you credit her with most of the little you know.
Right. Exactly. I'm not
sure. It's a real shining endorsement of the Northwestern graduate program at Medill.
Oops. We both turned out okay.
Yeah, I'd say it's working out.
Yeah.
8:12 in the morning. Randy Belisomo's here from Channel 9. Hardest working woman in the news business. Well, right behind Andrea.
Randy, Randy's up there.
Andrea's still on her 7-day-a-week schedule. All right, so Randy, you're doing a sort of foundation work here with a friend. Explain what's up.
So what we decided to do is to lift a taboo. That's the one topic that nobody talks about. Except we're talking about end-of-life issues, and it's kind of a downer, but we don't see it that way because we're trying to empower people to make their own decisions, talk about their health care, get set with what they want before you reach a crisis. So we're doing that through a variety of ways. One is with our website, and my co-founder in this is an oncologist at Northwestern Hospital, and we're leveraging media, our own and others, thanks Steve, to talk about end-of-life decisions to lift that taboo. Because with comfort comes acceptance, and with acceptance maybe comes a dialogue.
Well, and here's the thing. Don't wait, right? Doesn't matter if you're healthy and 21 years old, or you're 52 like me, or you're really old like Dave. Whatever the case may be.
Something could happen at any time. I could be in a car crash right now, and who would make my decision? So we're trying to talk about who is your decision maker, have these conversations, and they can really nourish and enrich a family. And so we're doing that on our website, lifemattersmedia.org, and we're actually bringing these conversations to real life this weekend.
So you're doing an event.
We're having a big event. Professional storytelling is all the rage right now. There's different forums, Second Story, The Moth. People are into that. It's like the new art form. So we're having some of the city's best professional storytellers at Midwest Care Center in Glenview tell stories related to end-of-life experiences in their family or caregiving. And we hope that those stories will spark stories in our own audience and the wine and beer from the Wine Goddess in Evanston. Boston and Grant Importing and Heineken and Amstel will maybe make that those conversations go easier.
Yeah, right, right. Because once you get them a little loose, then they're really going to open up.
Talk about anything. So we have professional storytellers, a cocktail buffet, wine and beer, and we also have a live jazz quartet playing Beatles tunes. Just no particular reason other than I like the Beatles.
Randy, this is it's such an awesome website because obviously losing a loved one, you feel alone, you feel isolated, but this is actually bringing people together in different forums so they can communicate and share their stories.
Absolutely, because that, if you look at different diseases, every disease has a front man. You know, breast cancer, we have a symbol. Colon cancer, we have a symbol. Parkinson's. But nobody really, there's no face on end-of-life issues. And that's the one thing that everybody has to go through. So that's what one of the most popular parts of our website is our story section when we just have first-person narratives of people talking about
well, that. And what I love is somebody like you, young, who's not just talking the talk. You've walked the walk.
Right.
So you can go into this and you can say to people, because I'm sure you had, as you were going through your own nightmare, you had things that were going on in your life that you never saw coming.
Sure.
You have to talk to people that have lived it.
Right.
To let people know they're not alone.
Because it's so isolating when you're caring for a loved one. So many people probably listening right now know this, that you feel like the most isolated person in the world, or you're very, very seriously ill. You're in a back bedroom somewhere and you're in a hospital room. And we sort of want to break down the barriers to those people because they're not alone. It is so universal. So let's talk about it. And I think that that can be very liberating. The one thing that, one of the few things that came out that I could say the positive from having lived this experience is that I was able to recognize that this is a crisis very early on, and when I'm still in a professional forum that I can do something about it, because so many people realize this too late and very late in life. So maybe I'm trying to get ahead of this issue and talk about it in productive
ways. I mean, you ought to be proud of it. You ought to be proud of what you're doing here, and also proud of the fact that you dragged your favorite oncologist. That's not a sentence you hear a lot, by the way.
My favorite oncologist
into this as well, because using the platform that you have and leveraging your friends like me, it's a great way to do it.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah.
I really appreciate
it. Because there's so many levels, right? You get your legal level of taking care of your legal setup.
We got all that stuff. If it's a problem in life, it's a problem at the end of life. We got financial problems, legal problems, faith problems, all these issues that come up, emotional problems. And so that's what we're trying to tackle, because this is the most multidisciplinary issue that there is. I mean, it encompasses everything. So we're going to try and put those on the forefront in real life on Saturday night at Midwest Care Center, and we thank our friends there.
I think this is, it's an awesome website. I think everything that you've done is so, it's empowering to a lot of people, because as you said, Randy, it is liberating, you know, and this is completely on a different level. But when my dad had passed away, you know, and that was unexpected, very unexpected. The things you go through, wills, just everything, taking names off of car loans, just things like that you don't think of.
This
is a forum where people can say, oh, you know what, I didn't deal with it, or I dealt with this, and maybe I can help you deal with it.
Great looking website, too, by the way.
Thank you. We had some good designers at Weblinks. I'm really glad to be able to use whatever little talent that I have in media that Ann Johnson's fostered in a productive way.
No, little knowledge. You've got tons of talent. You've only got a little knowledge.
Little, that's right. That's right.
Little knowledge, and most of it came from her.
Thank
Greatest
you.
Slogan ever for Medill. World-renowned journalism school. Well, whatever little knowledge you walk out of here from, it'll mostly come from us.
We're going to get called.
Period.
So lifemattersmedia.org. We hope that people can join us, because I think that when people understand that this can be a fun evening, even though the topic, I mean, the stories are uplifting. These are like lessons learned.
Last question, I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Let's say you're in your 30s or your 40s and your parents are getting older and you don't quite know how to talk to them yet. Do you guys cover part of that too?
That is our main issue, is starting these conversations and talking about it, because this is, I'll say one more thing. This is the greatest gift that you can give your loved one. It's unselfish if you let people know what you want, so people aren't struggling and faced with second guessing things if they have to make a decision. LifeMattersMedia.org.
And Saturday night?
Saturday night, Midwest Care Center. Thanks to our friends up there.
All right. Great job, Randy. Once you come out of your shell, you're going to be fine. 818. Let's give Mary.